something with me, the song that we all know, Joy to the World. Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let her receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. The Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and flood, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. No.
It is a joy to see each and every one of you here this evening. We've got a wonderful time tonight. I purposely haven't seen what you're about to see in any of its formats and or any of the leadings up to it, but I'm so excited about tonight, and I want to thank the Lord for all of the adults that labored with Miss Holly Tigner at the helm and leading and had a lot of help behind, though, and thank her for taking this project on. And we're looking forward to seeing our young people here at this wonderful Christmas pageant. And I know that you didn't come to see me, but I'm okay with that. That's all right. We are just thankful that you're here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. We've got a great night. Would you join me in prayer together? And then we'll turn it over to our director, and we're in for a wonderful treat tonight. Father, we want to thank you for this evening. Thank you for all the labor that's gone into this night. I pray that you would bless it with your richest goodness, dear Lord. Thank you for the adults that have helped. Thank you for the young people that have helped along and dove in and wanted to be a part of it. Dear Lord, it's just exciting to see. Please bless our night tonight. And dear Lord, may each of the people that are watching as we enjoy it tonight, may we truly remember Jesus Christ is the reason for this wonderful season. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
All right. Guys, go ahead.
This tree looks beautiful.
Oh, it's time for the star. Come on, Jesse, up you go. All right, that looks beautiful, guys. What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
This is my favorite part of Christmas.
My favorite part of Christmas is baking Christmas cookies.
I love seeing Christmas carols.
Well, I love those things too. Let me sit down here, and I'll tell you my favorite part of Christmas. You know what that is? It's where we read in God's Word about His Son Jesus, how He came as a little baby down to this earth to get ready to save us. Why don't we read about that right now? And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house and lineage of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said,
Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be.
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus.
Now he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Yes, yes, what is it?
Do you have any room?
No, my room, I have no room left. My inn is...
The inn was full, and they had to find room in the stable. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Yeah.
it came to pass, as the angels were gone from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
"Let us now go into Bethlehem, that see this thing which has come to pass,
that the Lord has made known unto us."
And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. He had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared.
Go and search for the child diligently, and when you have found him, bring me word again, so that I may come and worship him also. Yes, King.
And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
And that is my favorite part of Christmas, remembering that Jesus is the real reason we celebrate Christmas Day.
Young people, you'll stay right there just for a moment. And I so wish that everybody could have been right here on the front row, because there's things you'd miss the further you were back. But what a wonderful job. And so every young person who had a part, I want to say thank you for making our night. And so if you would join me, give them a hand one more time, would you please? I love to see young people participate in what's going on. It's just great, wonderful to see them. And thank you, all of the workers that labored to make this possible. They've been practicing for many weeks. And the instrumentalists and all those that have been working with them, Brother Nathan with the narration and all of that. Would you give them a hand as well, please? And then before we let the young people go and change, we've got a presentation. Miss Becca Wakefield has it. So Miss Holly, we want to thank you for heading our wonderful production up. It was just a little gift from the parents. Let's give her a hand. And it's just a fabulous time to get to see what it really means. And tonight you got to hear it from the lips of young people, and as they say, out of the mouth of babes, we've heard the true meaning of Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them one more hand, Miss Holly. You can go ahead and just listen. There was a lot that happened on that night when the Christ child entered into the world. And you understand that that wasn't the beginning of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he was eternity past. He always has been. But on that night, he was seen for the first time by humans, and he was Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Way back in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, hundreds of years before that night in Bethlehem, the Bible says this, prophetically speaking about the Christ child that would come, for unto us is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This little Christ child was born, as we saw so beautifully depicted tonight, was born in that manger in the stable in Bethlehem. If you're like me, you hear these prophetic sayings of him. He should be called Wonderful. I can agree, he's wonderful. He should be called Counselor. And boy, he has counseled me through so many times. Excuse me, when you couldn't go to anyone else, but all you could do was just pray and say, Lord, please, you've got to show me. He's Counselor. The Bible goes on to say, he is the Mighty God. And truly, the Scripture says, human flesh was robed around Jesus Christ, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But perhaps you, like me, had some trouble with the next one for some time. The Bible says, the Everlasting Father. Now, we understand the Bible teaches that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But how was that babe the everlasting Father? I'll take you to a passage in Scripture of John chapter 10, when Jesus, after he'd grown to adulthood, said, "I and my Father are one." And so on that night when the shepherds came to see the babe, they were seeing God himself. Did you ever find out something about someone, maybe that you found some artwork or some paintings or drawings or some sort of artwork that somebody did, and then later you found out who it was that performed the artwork or displayed it? It gives you a beautiful in-depth picture, a little bit more commentary of who that person is when you say, wow, they were able to take that thought and put it on that picture, or they were able to bring those colors out and they beautifully depicted a scene. It's always wonderful for me to see people when they can draw or they can paint or they can do artistry in some form or fashion, how they're able to take what's not there and make it there for you to see and me to see. Well, what they're doing, they're showing a little bit of themselves as it goes on paper or canvas. Can I tell you what happened on that night? God was showing us himself. And forevermore, he was going to give an object lesson, an illustration, the way that he would handle every situation. The Bible says about Jesus Christ that he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And so Jesus grew and lived 33 homesick years and never sinned, never did wrong, and then died on an old rugged cross for you and for me. But I think about that wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And tonight, that's what our world needs. We holler for world peace, and what we mean is we'd love for everyone to lay down their weapons and just get along. Well, my friend, I'm afraid there's too much flesh in all of the world for us to aptly see that happen. But I can tell you how the Bible gives peace to anyone who would call on the name of Jesus Christ. Because that Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, desires to live in each and every one of our lives. Do you understand that Jesus came for a mission? The Bible says that he said about himself, I was come to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to give peace, and I don't mean setting our arms down, although that may come along with it, but he came to give you peace with him, his Heavenly Father, because your sins and my sins separated us from God. God knew in eternity past what you and I would do. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Knew that we had sinned and that there was a payment or a penalty for those sins. And the reason that Christ child came in the manger on that wonderful night was a delivery package from God himself to provide salvation to the world. So what really gives us the lack of peace is not the amount of guns and cannons and bombs. What really gives us the lack of peace is that not having that assurance that our sins are taken care of, and that heaven is our home, and that God would be our Father, and that we would spend eternity in a place called heaven. That's what robs our peace when we do not know those things. But the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the manger, the babe in the manger that we got to see depicted tonight, grew, and 33 and a half years later, hung on an old rugged cross, not like this one. This one, my friend, is smooth edges and was machine shop made. But that cruel, crude, rough cross was what Jesus hung and died on. And then was taken down after he'd been beaten beyond human recognition and then laid in a borrowed tomb and did all of that for you and for me. And death and hell and the devil, when they thought all was victory on their side, the ultimate victory was given by Jesus Christ, because the Scripture says he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. So my friend, the reason that he's the Prince of Peace tonight is because by his death, burial, and resurrection, he provided a way for you and I to have our sins forgiven. There's no amount of religion, no amount of good works, no amount of church attendance that could ever earn us a spot in heaven. So if we are basing our goodness upon what we can do, we will never have peace. Hence the need for the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. So if you've come to see these young people today, and you've got to watch them do a wonderful job. I love to see the angel choir over here stand and sing, and all of the different aspects were so beautifully done. But the reason that they did that is they would like for you to know about Jesus. And my friend, if you're troubled in your world, you're troubled in your life, you go to bed at night worried what would happen if I didn't make it through the night, you know good and full and well that heaven's not your home, or you have doubts about it, boy, that's a peace robber. That's something that steals that peace and steals that joy. That's why the Prince of Peace came, to save you and I from our sins. You say, Pastor, I try to be a good person, as do I. You say, I try to do nice things, as do I. But none of us can be good enough, nice enough, or kind enough to pay for the sins that we've already committed in our life. The only way that you can get those taken care of is to kneel at the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, the manger was only the beginning. Not the beginning of Christ, but the beginning of the story. You see, he was born and peace was offered, but peace was signed, sealed, and delivered when he said those words, "It is finished." We saw the beginning tonight, but the ending was not as pretty, not as serene, but just as necessary. And so Jesus Christ, my friend, died for you. And if you're lacking peace in your life, you don't need to go through a new venture this next year. You don't need to find a new avenue for healing. You don't need to find a new spot to go that you can have meditations. My friend, what you need to do is accept Jesus Christ into your life for the forgiveness of sin. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, the best that we have told you tonight what you need to know. You say, who's the best? These young people that you got to see. They're the best of the best of this church. And they told you as best they could tonight that you need to accept the Christ child, Jesus, as your Savior. And would you take it from those youngsters? And if you're here tonight, not sure that you've got your sins forgiven, that the Prince of Peace resides in you, would you pray tonight and receive Jesus Christ as your only Savior? Would you do me a favor and bow your heads tonight? Dear Father, we come to you, and I ask you, dear Lord, for every soul that's here tonight or listening, that they would do a little introspection. And folks, as you do some personal introspection, would you ask yourself this question, was there a time when I invited Jesus Christ into my life for the forgiveness of sins? You see, we want peace through no more military action, but we can't handle much of that. The real peace that we need is between you and God. Was there a time when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Was there a time when you, realizing who you were, but yet realizing who He was, the Christ child, the Holy Son of God, God the Son, the sacrifice for my sins, realizing that, has there been a time when you accepted Jesus Christ into your life for the forgiveness of sins so that you could have peace? Have you met the Prince of Peace? If you've not, while our heads are bowed here, would you, right there where you sit, in this wonderful Christmas season, take the admonition from these youngsters, and would you believe in your heart who Jesus was? He wasn't just a good man, wasn't just a wonderful story. He was God incarnate, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Would you, realizing that, there where you sit, do holy business with the Lord? I can't get anyone to heaven. But my friend, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you know that you're a sinner and you know you need a Savior and you believe in your heart that Jesus was who He said He was, right there where you sit, would you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, forgive your sins, and take you to heaven? Maybe you'd pray a prayer something like I did years ago. I said, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I'm not good enough to go to heaven. But I know You died for me. Please forgive me of my sins and save me and take me to heaven. If that's you tonight, maybe you came to watch a nephew in the Christmas pageant, but God had bigger reasons for you being here than for you just to see your nephew. Wanted you to come face to face with the truth that Jesus is the only Savior. Would you pray and ask Him to be your personal Savior? Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I'm not good enough to go to heaven, but I know You died for me. Please forgive my sins. Come into my life and take me to heaven when I die. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. If you're here tonight and you've never prayed a prayer like that before, but you did tonight, you prayed and asked Jesus to be your personal Savior, would you lift your hand? Nobody's looking but me. Would you lift your hand up? Thank You so much. Lord, give this crowd peace. Lord, I know the only way that we'll have peace is to put You in Your rightful place. Thank You, dear Lord, for all the work of these young people. Thank You for the work of the adults that labored with them. And thank You for letting us enjoy it. Bless them, we pray, for their efforts. May they always remember that they were in a play depicting the greatest story ever told. Thank You for being the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name, we pray, dear Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you. May look this way. Well, it's been a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And I thank you for sharing the evening with us. And I'd like to invite everybody. We've made it almost Christmas-like out there, minus the snow, but it's cold. But we'd like to invite each of you, if you're able to slip across the parking lot. You'll see that our pavilion is lit up. We've got fires going. We've got hot dogs to roast and s'mores to make and hot chocolate to drink, as well as apple cider, cookies to eat, and all kinds of good time to fellowship. So if you can stay with us for 5 minutes or an hour, we don't care. We'd certainly love to have you come and be with us just across the way. You just leave the parking lot and you'll see there's a little lane right down to it. You'll see it lit up. It's just barely past the Family Life Center, the gymnasium. And we'd love to have everybody stay if you can, but we understand if you have to leave, but we've got plenty of food and we'd enjoy having you be there. So the young people are out, but I'd love just to, I see some folks looking through the back door. I'd love for, if you would, just join me giving them one more round of applause for a great job tonight. As you leave tonight, our ushers will be back there. This will just be our normal Sunday night offering. If you're here a guest, please don't feel any pressure to contribute to that. It's just our normal Sunday night offering. We don't pass plates right now. We haven't since COVID started, and so this is just the way we receive our normal offering, so we're not trying to pressure anybody in that. But if you'd like to give, then those ushers will be back there for that reason, but it'll be our normal Sunday night offering. There's no admission or anything like that. We're just glad that you came and spent the evening with us. So if you'll stand together with me, if you're able to. Those of you who have children around, make sure you find them before you leave. I know that all the workers that work with them, they enjoyed working with them, but they're done. So they want them to go home with you, not with them. But thank you once again for being at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. God bless you. Merry Christmas. You're dismissed.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and